Step 6. Filippo Tommaso Marinetti. We are now in front of the imposing tower lighthouse, built to honor the memory of the fallen of World War I, a tall building that characterizes the skyline of the city of Como. This construction, that the citizens simply call War Memorial, is however a testimony to the many visits to the city by a peculiar character, one of the most original of the last century, Filippo Tommaso Marinetti, father of the Futurism. Without him, this example of futurist architecture would have remained only a drawing on paper. His author is another popular spokesperson of the 20th century, one of the best-known people from Como in the world, architect Antonio Santelia. Filippo Tommaso Marinetti was born in Alexandria in 1876. He graduates in Paris, and later gets a degree in law from the University of Pavia. But after the death of his younger brother, he decides to devote himself to literature. In 1905, he founded the magazine Poetry. A few years later, Marinetti, a lover of speed, is involved in a car accident. And it is precisely this that prompts him to lay the foundations of a new cultural movement, Futurism, thus giving way to a completely revolutionary program exclusively oriented towards the future. According to the poet, it was necessary to destroy museums, libraries, academies of all kinds, and sing about the great crowds agitated by work, pleasure, or riot, glorify the war, the only hygiene of the world, militarism, patriotism, the destructive gesture of libertarians, the beautiful ideas for which we die, and contempt for women. In 1905, the Manifesto of Futurism is published, to which adhere also painters Umberto Boccioni and Carlo Carrà. In 1911, war begins in Libya, and Marinetti, one of its biggest supporters, goes to Tripoli to document it. Back home, he begins to develop a new poetic technique, based on the combination of words and sounds, without punctuation, from which images could be conveyed. The words in freedom. With this technique, Marinetti writes the poem Zang Tum Tum, with a strong visual character. After a brief political interlude, the poet devotes himself again to literature, producing many works. In 1913, thanks to the intervention of painter Carlo Carrà, Marinetti meets the person who would become the main exponent of futurist architecture, Antonio Santelia from Como. It seems that the author of the Manifesto of Futurism influenced the architect's work, because, after their first conversation, it is possible to notice a clear change in Santelia's design drawings. Marinetti probably pushed him towards a more schematic and expressive style, able to keep up with the revolutionary innovations promoted by Futurism. In Carrà's memoirs, the painter writes that Marinetti was looking for a valid Futurist exponent in the field of architecture who could produce a manifesto of Futurist architecture, and it was the painter himself who pointed out Antonio Santelia to him. Initially, however, he was not inclined to accept, both out of fear of losing his productive independence and because, as his friend and architect Mario Chiattone testifies, he was not interested in Futurism. But after meeting Marinetti, something changed, and in 1914 he published the Manifesto of Futurist Architecture. The architect from Como loses his life during the First World War, leaving numerous sketches and projects on paper. In 1925, the city of Como announced a competition for the construction of a monument to the fallen of World War I, and in the debate for the proposals, Marinetti, who was on a visit to Como, intervened, suggesting to the architect in charge, Giuseppe Terragni, to take inspiration from a drawing by Antonio Santelia, which represented a tower lighthouse designed for a power plant. The rationalist architect liked the idea, and in 1930 the monument was built, which is still clearly visible today on Como Lakefront, although the lighthouse, which was to be placed at the top, was never added to the tower. Marinetti spent the last days of his life on Lake Como. During December 1944, the poet stayed with his wife Benedetta at Hotel Splendide in Bellagio, worried about the fate of Italy, which in that year is at war and under Nazi occupation. The night between December the 1st and the 2nd, the father of Futurism is seized by a heart attack that causes his death, and the funeral is celebrated a few days later in Bellagio. Filippo Tommaso Marinetti was also the author, with the poet Filia, of the Manifesto of Futurist Cuisine of 1931. the crowning achievement of his battle for the renewal of Italian culinary taste as well. Already in the early years of the 20th century, in the magazine Poesia, which he directed, he proposed to replace the myth of Italian pasta with that of panettone, prepared with this imaginative recipe. It is necessary to have the expansive energy of poetry, and for this reason, to carry in the nacelle the enormous good pasta, and all the better if in the sky of Como it will be blessed with a little of that rainwater, master of special flavoured bread. To fly with the pompous panettone in a caproni in order to air it before cooking it. Oh, students from Milan, futurism gives you a new symbol of your goliardic caps, the giant panettone of goodness and fast digestion, destined to dispel the prehistoric pasta loaded with philosophy. Oh, students from Milan, the panettone we are cooking will save the city, 6 meters in diameter and 2 meters in height. It will have 100 younger panettone brothers that the International Review Poetry will send in wagons to read 3 verses cut out of the golden tissue paper. Strong is the link between Marinetti, Lake Como and flight. Along with the Lake Como Poetry Way, close to the war memorial, you can find a hangar of the Aero Club Como, the oldest organization in the world for flying with seaplanes, founded in 1930, and an original Caproni airplane is kept inside.